This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
James and Judy here on Vectis Radio with the afternoon show. 14 minutes past three, and we have in the studio Chloe and Nikita from the Isle of Wight College. Welcome, both of you.
Hello.
It's lovely to have you here, and we were just talking off air a second ago. Both of you, I think, love Mamma Mia because you love musical theatre, is that right?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Now, tell me, is this a term when you're studying musical theatre?
Yeah, we are actually doing a musical theatre unit at the moment.
Yeah.
And as well as business and radio.
Yeah.
But a lot of musical theatre involved as well.
So are you actually producing your own music, Nikita? Are you producing a whole musical?
I think we are doing Calamity Jane.
Oh, fantastic. Is that a thumbs up from Katie out there? Is it Calamity? Yes, you are doing Calamity Jane. Fantastic. Yeah. That's great news.
And we're also doing some solo songs as well. So yeah. We choose our own character and then we have to perform that character's song.
Right. And putting on a musical is a lot of hard work, isn't it? Because you're having to dance, you're having to sing, you're having to do the script as well. Could I just ask you, Chloe, if you were going to be putting on a musical at the Isle of Wight College, would that be the one that you would have chosen? Or do you have a favourite musical that you would have preferred? Well, not preferred, but, you know, had it been you and not Katie, is there one that you would have really plumped for?
My favourite musical is Mamma Mia.
Yeah, it is good, isn't it?
I love it. But the amount of students, obviously we have to have enough boy roles to cover.
Yeah.
And we don't really have many boys in our class, so having Mamma Mia as quite a lot of men in it, we wouldn't have been able to do it. So I think we've chosen the right one to do.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to go very far, actually, because you've got this sort of great way of just sort of smoothing over that rather nasty question I asked, because, that's excellent. Yeah, you're going to go far. That's fantastic. Now, do either of you have a favourite actor or actress at the moment that you would like to emulate? Nikita, how about you?
I do love David Tennant, actually.
Really?
Not for Doctor Who.
Yeah.
But for his classical Shakespeare.
Yeah.
I love the way that he... a lot of people think that Shakespeare is very exaggerated. Oh,
yeah, exactly.
But he has a way of performing Shakespeare on stage. It's quite modern, and I love his take on Shakespeare.
So, did he see Richard III with David Tennant, or which one?
Yeah,
have you seen? Yeah, and no, he's jolly good. I mean, he's really got an amazing Scottish accent, which you never think about when you see Doctor Who, hasn't he? And how about you, Chloe?
Not because she's just in my mood, but Meryl Streep is really big for me. I love what she stands for. I love her as an actress. I think she's brilliant in any role that you give her.
Yeah.
I loved her in things like when she did Into the Woods, when she plays like a really dark character.
Yeah, I've never seen that. That's Sondheim, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, have you two ever heard or sang Sondheim other than Into the Woods? Have you ever given it a go in class? Because we understand that is one of the most difficult things you can ever sing, because his music is so fiendishly difficult. Yeah. Have you ever given it a go?
No.
Have you sung Send in the Clowns, for example? Is that one that you've ever done?
I've heard of it, but I've never sung it.
Yeah, because we were just talking off air about that. There's an amazing programme on BBC Four at the moment about musicals, and they were going through the music of Sondheim, and again, we know an actress, Jenny Linden, who we interviewed here at Vectis Radio, and she was in a musical written by Stephen Sondheim. She said one of the most difficult things that ever happened to her was that the music sort of goes da 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 da, and you don't know when your cue is to come in.
Yeah.
So the pianist or the conductor, I think it must have been when it was in a live stage, so said he would sniff when she had to start singing, and unfortunately somebody in the audience sniffed a little bit early and she started singing. Isn't that terrible?
Yeah.
But if you listen to Sondheim, you think oh my goodness, you know, how on earth could he make melodies that complex?
It's hard music to sing.
It is. So I think you're wise to sort of start off with things like Mamma Mia and Annie Get Your Gun and things like that. Fabulous. Well, look, I'm pleased you also brought up the question of Meryl Streep, because I've got a question on her after our next track, which is M People, One Night in Heaven. Please stay with us. We'll be back in a moment. M People. One Night in Heaven. We have got Chloe and Nikita here from the Isle of Wight College, and welcome back. It's been wonderful talking to you, but we have just sort of struck up a political conversation, actually, which is interesting because, Chloe, you said that one actor that you particularly like is Meryl Streep.
Yes.
And Meryl Streep has been in the most incredible films, from Mamma Mia to the one about Margaret Thatcher, the Iron Lady.
Yes.
And she's a very versatile actress. But recently she stood up, didn't she, and lambasted Donald Trump. Mm. What do you two think about it when... you know, actors or actresses stand up and talk about their political views? Is it something they should do?
I think everybody should be entitled to their own opinion. Mm-hmm. Just because she's an actress, I think it's great that she was confident enough to stand up and say something.
Yeah.
I think at the point of time, a lot of people were thinking what she was thinking.
Yeah.
And the fact that she stood up and said it, I quite admired her for that, because I don't think I would have had the guts myself to have done it.
Yeah. Now, Nikita, do you think... Meryl Streep is abusing her position because because she's an actress, she has a voice.
I understand that, you know, actors and actresses, they have this image and they are these role models that we all look up to and aspire to be like. So I think it's actually, I don't think she was abusing it. I think it's good that she came out and said what she said, and I think that actors and actresses should actually be open about their political views,
mm-hmm.
but just be mindful of how they go about saying it.
Yeah, well, I think that's a really good point, because one thing that's happened in this country is obviously Benedict Cumberbatch and Martin Freeman, mm-hmm. Who are both in Sherlock, have got very, very, very well-known political views. And I think for many people, you know, when they watch Sherlock, they find it really, really difficult to actually turn off the political views of those people, if you see what I mean. Do you not think that actors should be, almost sort of transparent people, that you can, when they're acting a role, you don't want that sort of baggage of their political opinion?
I think that it's good to bear that in mind, because obviously if, for instance, you had a character like Johnny Depp playing Jack Sparrow or something, you wouldn't want to be thinking, oh, Jack Sparrow, I don't like that character anymore, because they have, the actor of that character has these views.
Yeah, or, exactly.
It could kind of even have an influence on what you think about their acting.
Yeah. I quite agree, because, you could have a sort of Trump supporter actor, mm. Playing... a sort of down and out disabled person or something like that.
Yeah.
And, if there's that kind of huge contrast, it might be very difficult to sort of take them seriously in the role that they're in. Good points there. Thank you very much. Now, we're on the Isle of Wight. We're not in Hollywood, and we're not in the West End. There are a lot of things missing, clearly, on the Isle of Wight. Chloe, what do you think is missing here from the arts point of view? I mean, what would you like to see as a performing arts student happening here on the island?
For me, I'd like to see more bigger shows, bigger musicals,
yeah.
when they do the UK tours, come to the island.
Yes.
I know Southampton and the Mayflower is only across the water, but sometimes, timing-wise, it's hard to get home if you want to go and see an evening
show. It is,
show.
Isn't it? Yeah, exactly.
So it'd be really nice if we had, the big musicals come over here, but obviously we'd need the funding to be able to keep the theatres open, and that's what's really important on the island.
Yeah. And how about you, Nikita?
I would like to see more funding for students that are doing these vocational subjects, mm-hmm. like the arts, because at the moment the government is really prioritising academic qualifications, which of course is understandable, because great, if you're incredible at science, that's fantastic, but we need, you know, we need music in our lives. We need actors, actresses, dancers.
So more money for the humanities.
Definitely.
Basically. All right. Well, that's brilliant. Thank you very much for joining us today. You've been excellent guests.
Thank you.
We're looking forward to hearing your monologues. I'm going to ask the next lot, actually, about how they're doing with their monologues. You're lucky I haven't asked you. We do find on this show that most of the boys sort of leave it till the last minute. Most of the girls have already done it. Well done. We're looking forward to that. The other thing, of course, we're going to do is come to the Isle of Wight College and record you with your plays. Are you sort of working on those plays already?
We're about to make a start on those. I think we've finished our monologues at the moment. We're learning our monologues so that we can be nice and polished for when we do them live. But yes, the plays are still in the making.
Oh, well, that's no bad thing, because I'd love to hear lots of sound effects in those plays. So I think, you know, whether it's creaking doors or bells ringing or, you know, or cats jumping from one side of the studio to the other or something like that, because they really do sort of bring some life into those things. So not just people talking, please. It'd be lovely to have, you know, if there's, you know, if somebody's washing some dishes with music in the background while they do that or something like that.
Yeah.
Could be quite fun, because you've got to kind of create a soundstage. Anyway, best of luck with that. We're looking forward to having you back in the studio already. Here's Lucas Graham, and we're back after the ads. There's the score. And Oh My Love. Yeah, it's 22 minutes to 4. Wow, time is really running away with us. We've got Rachel and Rihanna here in the studio with us from the Isle of Wight College. Welcome, you two. You two are looking very, very cheeky. I don't know why. Is it your first time on radio?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, well done. You've got the first word out of the way. I'm not going to let you off, though, with just one word. So, first of all, Rachel, you have got a murder mystery coming out. Can you tell me a little bit about that, please?
Well, Rihanna and I are sort of co-directing the murder mystery.
Yeah.
And it's going to be set in the college, so there's been a murder in the college, which is...
very clever.
...hopefully never actually going to happen.
Yeah.
And we're going to bring in some guests who will be invited to the restaurant.
Okay.
And they're going to be the detectives who help to solve the murder.
Okay, and Rihanna, who are the detectives? Are they going to be actors?
There are a couple. For instance, the Dean, who's like our teacher.
Oh, that's nice.
He will be the head detective who briefs everyone.
And how about Katie? Is she going to be sleuthing away?
Katie's the teacher of the class.
Ah, well, this is going to be fantastic. Judith and I are going to actually come to this evening. You're going to be doing a 3-course meal, I understand. Are you two going to be cooking?
No.
So, who does the food?
The college restaurant are going to be catering for us.
Right.
Which is very nice of them.
Yeah, that's lovely. They teach guys and girls to cook, don't they? And then they have this restaurant. I think it's open every day, isn't it? Or most evenings for meals for people, which is good. We have always wanted to eat there, so this is a great opportunity for us to do that. Judith absolutely adores sleuthing. We've got Netflix, and we've been forced over the last week to watch just about every episode of Lewis. So I think she's really got her sort of sleuthing hat on out there. Have you written this murder mystery, or have you had help?
Well, I came up with the idea with Rihanna.
Yeah.
And when we started working on it, not everyone had the exact same story in their heads.
Right.
So to help, I went home and I actually wrote a short story with the murder in it.
Okay,
so
fantastic.
Everyone could understand exactly what was going on.
Aha, this is good. So the audience doesn't understand, but there are a few sort of key actors and actresses there who do understand. Are any of the boys going to be in this as well?
I think we've got all of them apart from two.
Okay.
Three, because they can't be there on the night.
Right, okay. Now, we don't have to wear anything daft, do we? We don't have to sort of come in tweeds or plus fours or wear trilbies or anything like that.
Well, you can if you really want to, but you don't necessarily have to. It's more like your detectives who are off duty and you've been called in.
Okay, well, that sounds good. I think Judith can look like a detective. I will try to put my most brainy glasses on. It sounds wonderful. How much is it going to cost?
I think we decided on the price of £22.
Okay, and Rihanna, are there going to be any huge surprises on the night?
There might be a couple, because we don't know how the audience will react.
Right, yeah, this is exciting. Have you ever pulled one of these off before?
No.
Oh, I'm very, very excited for you. Well, let's hear Joseph and White Flag, and then we'll be back in a minute to talk about your course, because you're doing a lot of work on your monologues at the moment. So stick with us, and Rachel and Rihanna will be back soon. Well, we're rolling up the white flag here in the studio because none of us have ever heard that track before. Actually, Rihanna did say she thought she'd heard White Flag before, but it didn't sound like that, so maybe that was a different mix. I've got Rachel and Rihanna in the studio with me here at Vectis Radio at the moment. They are performing arts students from the Isle of Wight College. Joseph, that band, is rather confusingly three American sisters from Portland in Oregon. I don't know why on earth they call themselves Joseph, but they did. We need to talk a little bit more. We've been talking about your wonderful work in doing this murder mystery. We need to talk about your homework, unfortunately, because you two have been set this fiendish task of creating a monologue, which you're going to read out here on Vectis Radio. Rihanna, have you actually finished that assignment now?
Yep.
And can you give us just a little clue, because we don't want to spoil it, but can you give us a little clue as to what you might be saying?
Well, it's called Zombies on the Island.
That is fantastic. That was the last thing I was expecting. Well done. Wow. Okay, well, I'm not going to ask you anything more. That is just fabulous. Brilliant. Now, okay, beat that, Rachel.
Oh. Well, I suppose my clue would have to be is that I'm not originally from the island.
Ah, so
that's
yes.
That's my clue.
Yeah, so if you're not originally from the island, when did you come to the island? Because you're, how old are you now?
17.
17. So when did you come here?
I want to say 5 or 6 years ago, but right. I lived in Northern Ireland for that for okay. 2 years before that.
Wow! So you've sort of seen the world a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, does the Isle of Wight seem very slow to you?
It does.
It
yes,
does, doesn't it?
It's so
yeah,
small.
I know. It does seem a bit slow, doesn't it? And what I wanted to ask both of you is, what would you do with the arts on the island if you were in charge of the arts on the island? Are there any shows you'd like to see, or are there any? Is there anything you'd like to do to help the arts on the island? I know you've got something, Rachel, up your sleeve. Go on.
Okay, so this is sort of based in the college a bit, but yeah. I mean, I think it's the funding for it.
Yeah.
Because not everyone thinks that performing arts is a course really where you have to work.
Yes.
A lot of them think...
There's a lot of prejudice, isn't there?
Yeah, a lot of them think that it's just sort of the easy A subject where you don't really need to try.
Yeah, this is what Chloe was saying earlier, isn't it? Yeah,
it does take quite a lot of work. And funding-wise, my example for this is we recently had an open day at the college.
Yeah.
And they spent quite a lot of money on it. They had a glass carriage. They had 31 different flavors.
A glass carriage? Yeah. What kind of a glass? You like the one that sort of Cinderella was taken to the ball in?
Yeah, that's exactly what it was like. We had horses and everything that would carry around the car park.
OMG. I can't believe it. Really?
Yeah, it was. They also had a cinema set up and everything. It was quite crazy.
Oh, fabulous. That's good. But you said they're not actually, you know, it's a bit harder when you want to paint the studio.
Yeah, if we've got a lot of flats that we use for practically every performance,
yeah.
But not every performance needs a flat with a giant tree on it, so we want to paint over it.
Yeah.
But we have to go and ask different departments if they have spare paint, because we don't get the funding to go out and buy that sort of thing.
Okay, so you'd like more money sort of spent on the courses and less money on marketing, is that right? In a nutshell?
Well,
or you just like more money all around?
Yeah, more money all around.
More money all
best.
Around. But it sounds like... I think a lot of people are saying at the moment that the government is putting so much priority into vocational courses and sort of less... I mean, what you are doing is obviously vocational, but, you know, scientific courses... Sorry, I'm getting the evil eye from Katie out there. What you are doing is... I said it myself without Katie giving me the evil eye. Perhaps it was my ears burning or something like that. But, you know, the government's sort of loving scientific things rather than artistic things, I suppose. And what you're saying is that more money should come to those artistic things because it's important.
Yeah, I mean, I think when you think about the way that arts were originally developed, it was a way to sort of tell stories and pass messages on,
yeah.
Which sure you can do with science, but those are always like, oh, the universe is crumbling or something like that.
Yeah. Whereas, that's a good way of looking at it. Rihanna, what would you do if you could wave a magic wand, sticking your hand out of that glass carriage, to to bring more of the arts to the Isle of Wight? What would you bring to the Isle of Wight?
Probably more acting stuff, just because there's so much musicals going on.
Yeah,
but I can't sing, and so I can't really be a part of
it. Well, that's very sweet that you say that, but because you have to sing as part of this course,
yeah.
Don't you? And how do you feel about that? Are you tone deaf?
Apparently I can keep a note, but
right.
I'm not really a confident singer. And
work on it. But I think it's really good that you said that. So you'd like more acting to be done on the island. Would you like to... there's a lot of amateur productions on the island. Would you like to see sort of more professional companies come in, like the Royal Shakespeare Company coming on tour here?
Yeah, just more modern plays for maybe people more my age or... above, yeah. To just be a part of.
Yeah, because most of the plays, I mean, we all love Shakespeare, but, you know, there is enough Shakespeare, isn't there?
Yeah.
So what kind of plays? Can you think of one that you'd really love to see here?
Not in particular, but it's just more... You see loads of plays being put on by children, which
yeah.
is cute, but...
Okay, so what we need less of... Well, not less of, maybe keep the same... is what pantomime, sort of nativity stuff, and Shakespeare, and try and get some of that edgy sort of modern stuff that you'd see at the Royal Court Theatre in London, for example, that type of stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, it's been lovely having you on the show. I'm really looking forward to that monologue, particularly about the zombies. That has blown my mind. Rihanna, that is just I don't know, I'm really really looking forward to that. Don't forget, sound effects are always good with monologues or with plays. You don't have to put a sound effect into your monologue, but how could you do a zombie monologue without sound effects, or at least without convincing impressions zombies?
There's sort of a hidden message within mine.
Blimey, you're making it really complicated for us. I can't wait. We've got so many monologues to listen to, because we've got... how many have we got to listen to? I think it's about 14 or something like that. So looking forward to that. Thanks for joining us on the show. Don't forget, you can listen to us more on Vectis Radio. I think we're going to have the first of those monologues next week. I don't know which one of you is going to be the unwitting victim of Katie's tombola, but it's going to be one of you. Anyway, stick with us. We've got some ads, and then we're going to say goodbye. www.vectisradio.com